From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on travel to the U.S. is apparently impacting people inside the country. Authorities say several people have been detained at airports within the United States, and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. The executive order went into effect on Friday night, banning citizens of seven majority Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. During his first weekly address Saturday, Trump said he is making good on campaign promises.
This administration has hit the ground running at a record pace. Everybody's talking about it. We're doing it with speed, and we're doing it with intelligence, and we will never, ever stop fighting on behalf of the American people.
Albert Fox Khan, counsel of the American Islamic Relations, suggested that the president's executive order is overreaching.
It's an incredibly disturbing attack on America's tradition of religious freedom and equality. We see this as an attempt to really attack the ability of Muslim Americans who are non-citizens to re-enter the country.
In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the Trump executive order put a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the U.S. Britain Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-old long civil war. This is VOA.